Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. One of my favorite films of all time is easily the 1986 fantasy musical Labyrinth, a movie that summons the combined creative talents of Jim Henson, Brian Froud, Terry Jones, David Bowie, Sarah Connolly, and composer Trevor Jones, just to name a few. While its predecessor, the 1982 film The Dark Crystal, took its fantasy world creation incredibly seriously, Labyrinth leans more into pure musical fun and Python-esque absurdity. Now, there's a lot of this flavor to discuss in Labyrinth, but I wanted to talk specifically about the four guards that Sarah encounters as she makes her way across the Goblin King's labyrinth. They are dog-like humanoid creatures that guard a pair of doors. They are either conjoined beings, and therefore two guards, or they are affixed behind their signature shields in a way that allow for two beings per shield. Their absurd appearance is, of course, linked to their visual resemblance to double-headed European playing cards in which a king, queen, jack, or joker is double-bodied and double-headed in such a way that the card can be discernible from either side of the table. According to S.T. Binde in the excellent Labyrinth Bestiary, the heads of the left door guardian are Alf and Jim, while the heads of the right door are Ralph and Tim. When Sarah encounters the guardians, she quickly learns the rules concerning their doors. One door leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, where, of course, Sarah is trying to go in order to rescue her stepbrother, Toby, while the other door leads to, ba-ba-ba-bum, certain death. The lower heads have no idea which door is which, but the upper heads do. But Sarah is only permitted to ask one of them. Furthermore, one of the two guards always tells the truth, while the other one always lies. So Sarah faces a conundrum. How can she find out which door is which? How can she risk asking the wrong guard and being lied to? The scenario instantly invokes what is known as the liar's paradox. If a liar tells you they are lying, well, then they are telling the truth. Consider the statement, quote, "this sentence is a lie," unquote. If that statement is true, then it's false. If it's false, then it's true. Oh my. Sarah, of course, is a bright young woman and makes short work of the guardians in their attempts to confuse her. As John Turi points out in the paper, Objective Falsity is Essential to Lying, an argument from Convergent Evidence, published in Philosophy Studies in 2021, she engages in what is called answer laundering. If Sarah simply asked one of the guards which door is which, then it might be a true or untrue statement that she gets in return, and her chances, therefore, are no better than simply picking a door at random. Instead, she launders one answer through another. Turi explains, quote, "by asking one guard whether the other guard would say that this door leads to success, Sarah deduced the correct one. Either she gets the truth about a lie or a lie about the truth. Whenever she is told yes, the correct answer is no. And whenever she is told no, the correct answer is yes. The truth and the lie dependably cancel each other out in this scenario, provided," Turi stresses, "that lies cannot be true." Turi points out that the riddle of the four guards is a variant of the knights and knaves logic puzzle from Raymond Smullyan's 1978 publication, What is the Name of This Book? The scenario in the book that closely resembles the scene from Labyrinth involves a knight and a knave, otherwise indistinguishable, who guard a fork in the road. Which road do you take? Dare you ask these two men, given that one is secretly a noble knight and the other secretly a vile knave? Only one of them is going to give you a good answer. The other one is going to lie to you. The solution, again, comes via answer laundering. Ask which path the other individual would say is the correct one. So this is how the four guards of Labyrinth work. Unless I am lying, which I am not. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.